This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Jeremy Zachas in New South Wales. Snakes. Snakes are part of the bounty, the richness of Australia. They have some venomous snakes. Eastern brown, giant eastern brown, red-bellied black snake. There's some others. There's a sea snake that's not a good day. There's a carpet python that will not try to bite you, but it will try to strangle your puppy dog if you have one and you're not checking on him or her. However, we come to snakes inside. They've been in walls. They've been in internet boxes. They hide in children's cabinets. They hide under the pillow. And it turns out they hide in toilets. Now, Jeremy, a toilet snake frightens everybody. Are these commonplace or is just a year for toilet snakes?
This is now becoming a commonplace. In fact, it's almost the year of the toilet snake, and it has been a problem that's become more prevalent in the last 12 months. And I guess a little bit like the mystery of where El Nino went, we really didn't understand why there were so many new stories about snakes turning up in toilets. Well, scientists now have the answer. What's happened is with all the flood systems and all the droughts and all the habitats of where snakes would normally be living being washed out and wiped out, these poor little critters have had to go to new areas to find food, to find shelter, to find a place where they feel safe. Hence, they've come into the suburbs and into the homes, which is the perfect place for a snake. They're dry, they're out of the hot sun, they're out of the floodwaters, and they also tend to have insects and small rodents around them as well, because rodents do the same thing. So there's a food source for the snakes. But the problem is that one thing the homes tend to do very well is that they drain their water away. So there's not a lot of water sources in the home, except the one place where there's typically always water, the family toilet or the toilets in the household. So what scientists now believe is that these snakes are naturally finding their ways into the toilet because that's an easy place to find water. And also, of course, the system of the toilet as well. It's nice, it's dark, it's typically warmer than, say, the outside, very well protected. So snakes are actually crawling up into the cisterns, living there. They have a water source, they can hide out, they can live there happily, and no one's going to disturb them, which, of course, now means that we're getting snakes in the toilet. So toilets in Australia are actually attracting the snakes because of our environment. So honestly, John, I didn't think maybe 2 years ago I'd be talking about this as actually being a problem in Australia. But if you live in Queensland now, especially, which is where this is a real, real problem, or northern New South Wales, so just north of Sydney here, you have to actually be careful and look in your toilet before you use it because there is a possibility you could have a snake. And I'm not just talking about pythons either. I'm talking about brown snakes and red-bellied black snakes. All types of snakes are now finding the toilet as a source for safety. So, John, honestly, you have to check your shoes, your bags, everywhere underneath. You have to check your toilets too.
Tennis is extremely popular in Australia. The first tennis matches, champion tennis matches I was aware of as a young person was tennis, a fellow named Rod Laver, a national superstar in Australia. The first Australian name I ever knew. I wasn't sure where Australia was, but I knew he played tennis. Well, tennis is still enormously popular in Australia. However, the snakes are not just in toilets. Jeremy, a snake at a tennis match shouldn't stop it for 45 minutes. What happened?
Well, John, this happened up in Brisbane, and it was actually during part of the Australian Open matches. So they're very big tennis games. They have a lot of money tied up in them, and a lot of the world-class tennis players are playing there. What happened this week for the first time, I believe, in tennis history was a match was actually stopped for 45 minutes due to a brown snake On the court. And when I'm saying on the court, it wasn't just slithering around the edges. This thing actually crawled right across the court in the middle of a game. And to put it in context too, this is a major arena. So there's around 40, 50,000 people on site there. It's in the middle of Brisbane. It's not out in the boondocks. It's not out in the bushland. It's in the middle of a city. And this brown snake, and it was only really maybe 3 or 4 feet. So we're talking about a teenager here, found its way onto the tennis court and disrupted it. But the funny thing is, there was no snake catchers actually on site. So not only did they have to stop the game and make sure they knew where the snake was, because if that got into the stands, you can imagine, John, if it bit somebody, there would have been all hell to pay. They had to stop the game, get a snake catcher there post haste. He then had to catch this snake, and there's great video online if anyone wants to go and check it, catch the snake courtside and then remove it from the arena. So it's actually now started a new conversation in Tennis Australia, which I thought, again, we would never be talking about. But they're actually talking now about having snake catchers on site at major tennis events, because 45 minutes, halting a game for 45 minutes is a lot in commercial dollars. And the fact that it was caused by a small brown snake of only 3 feet long and no more width than a pencil, that's just incredible. So honestly, John, we're going to have medics on site, we'll have firemen on site, we'll have policemen on site, and now we're going to have snake catchers at our tennis games. But it is Australia.
What I like is watching the video of putting a little brown snake in the sack, in the bag, because there are some big-shouldered Australians. You've got very healthy-looking people, and they're standing around and watching the snake catcher. But when the snake comes near them, suddenly these great big strong guys back off about 5 feet immediately. So this little brown snake got a lot of respect on that tennis match. Everybody's watching very carefully. It's very entertaining. However, I agree that you have to have snake catchers at the Australian matches. My recommendation is that you have snake catchers at all public toilets too, you know, to send them in beforehand, because there's a video of the young woman catching that snake in the toilet. And there's a great big policeman behind her. And when that snake makes a move, that policeman reaches for his weapon a little bit. I mean, he's frightened. So no matter how little the snakes and no matter how big the people, they get a lot of respect, Jeremy.
They do. In fact, John, I'd go so far as to say we need a snake catcher on almost every corner now, because we're not safe in the suburbs anymore. You go into the middle of Sydney and there's a chance that you could actually be bitten by a brown snake or a red-bellied black snake. So honestly, I'm for it, John. I'm with you. Let's get snake catchers everywhere.
Right. Jeremy Zakas, New South Wales. We're headed to cricket. There's some trash talk in cricket from a pro. This is CBS. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there, because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.